Welcome, Hoosier fans, to this Monday edition of Banner Morning, your daily rundown of IU basketball news and notes. I'm Jared Morris, host of the Assembly Call, and we are now just 5 days away from Hoosier Hysteria. In team news, Inside the Hall completed its annual rundown of the top 25 players in the Big Ten. Two Hoosiers made the list, Romeo Langford at number 6 and Juwan Morgan at number 4. Street & Smith's has released its annual college basketball preview. As summarized by Inside the Hall, Street & Smith's predicts Indiana to finish 6th in the Big Ten and does not include Juwan or Romeo on its All-Big Ten first team. In recruiting news, Indiana hosted an official visit over the weekend. Ethan Morton, a 4-star guard in the class of 2020, visited Bloomington. Morton hails from Pennsylvania, about an hour away from where Archie Miller grew up. He was the first player Indiana offered in the class of 2020. As Corey Evans from Rivals explains, many Big Ten schools are making him a priority because he can play three positions offensively and, as Evan notes, quote, his intellect, egoless approach, and maturity bolsters his resume, unquote. In Big Ten recruiting news, Michigan State got a big commitment over the weekend from 4-star guard Rocket Watts. We had two birthdays over the weekend. Happy birthday to Matt Nover and Todd Lindemann, who celebrated their birthdays on Sunday the 23rd. Nover and Lindemann were both members of Indiana's Final Four team in 1992. Nover then started at center on Indiana's 1993 squad that spent most of the year ranked number one in the country, averaging 11 points and 6 rebounds. His career field goal percentage of 57.8% is third all-time in school history, behind only Thomas Bryant and Cody Zeller. He also, of course, played Ricky Rowe in Blue Chips. Lindemann redshirted in 1993, then played 3 more seasons for IU. He finished his career with averages of 6 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. And finally, Wally Choice died recently. He was 85. Choice played at Indiana from 1953 through 1956. He was the second African-American to play in the Big Ten Conference, the first being Bill Garrett, who preceded Choice by just a few years at Indiana. Choice was the first African-American player on a Big Ten team to be named captain. He averaged 13.9 points during his career, and as a senior, was named All-Big Ten after averaging 21 points per game. Following his time at IU, Choice played for the Harlem Globetrotters. He was also an active and beloved community leader in his home city of Montclair, New Jersey. Rest in peace, Wally. For the links mentioned in this and all past editions of Banner Morning, visit assemblycall.com. And remember to use the URL iutickets.shop this season to visit SeatGeek for the best prices on IU basketball tickets. That's iutickets.shop, promo code ASSEMBLY, for $20 back after your first purchase. I'll be back tomorrow with a brand new edition of Banner Morning. Until then, keep your elbows in and your eyes on the rim, and go Hoosiers.